and you said, hey, man, you ever heard of the million dollar baby deal? And I was like, no, never heard of it.
Have you been looking for a business podcast with hosts and guests who don't have a stick up their ass?
Yeah, I said it.
Damn!
Well, if so, welcome to your new home, brother.
Brother.
This is my fence life.
Woo!
Our three passions are beer, bourbon, and business. And probably in that order. We're bringing on business owners who share tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes stories to help your business be more successful. And we drink during the show. So no matter what industry you're in, pop a cold one and come on in. Welcome to the My Fence Life Studio.
Hey, what's happening, guys and gals, boys and girls? Fence Lifers, man, we got a hell of a show for y'all tonight. And of course, I say that every week because every show's a hell of a show. Man, we got some great stuff for you tonight. Season 6, Episode 11, Need Employees? Let's talk with Jimmy on one way to stand out from your competition. Because I tell you what, man, when I'm doing those help wanted ads and I'm looking for guys, especially around this time of year, because things are booming and popping and people are calling and people are ready to get fences and it's getting ready to start, you know, people getting outside, man. They're realizing they need a fence. They're realizing they need pressure washing done to the house, all that good stuff. They're calling us, man. And we need guys to get out there and make a living and help us support our business and our community. So I was like, man, I got to get Jimmy on. He knows all the ins and outs of what to do to help us get potential employees, right? Or team members, whatever phrase you want to use. But look, guys, we're going live on StreamYard. So go to StreamYard.com/Facebook. Make sure you leave your comments. Man, I'm all messed up. I got a little thrown off there. Make sure you have your password, your username for Facebook, so you can go ahead and log in. Make sure we can see your comments, okay? And guys, we can find us everywhere. My Fence Life Podcast, Facebook page, the YouTube channel. It's all My Fence Life. Just type it in and find it. And don't forget, guys, if you haven't gotten on this train yet, you need to get on it over here at My Fence Life. We are the only guys that are financing for you your expert stain and seal pre-staining machine. Go to myfencelife.com, click on the Ask Dan icon at the top of the page, and just say, hey, man, I want to finance one of those staining machines because I'm ready to make some more money. I want to boost my sales. I want to make better margins, and I want to keep my crews running and working so we can rock and roll and grow. So don't forget about that, guys. Go to myfencelife.com. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the guy we got on tonight. He's pretty impressive, man. I had a really great conversation with him. We were up at the Northeast AFA chapter, a couple weeks ago maybe. And him and I were chatting at the bar, and I was like, I need to get you on the show because you got some great ideas. So let me tell you a little bit about him. This guy was born and raised in Boston, so I guess it's pretty safe to say that this cat's a Red Sox fan, and he's going to show us. But he's got a bat sitting behind him tonight that he got from the Red Sox, and he'll tell you a good little nice little story about it. He's the only child to two school teachers. He's married to an oncology nurse. He's got two kids. He grew up as an athlete, and guess what this cat does? He sings as a hobby. You know that old joke, don't quit your day job when people catch you singing? I guess he could quit his day job. I don't know. I haven't heard him sing, but apparently he knows how to sing. He went to business school, got his MBA so he could be a consultant, and then he realized, consultant's not for me. This is not what I want to do. I want to control my time. I want to control my income. And most importantly, I want to control the time with my family. So I don't know how many of us started our own business for that exact same reason, but it sounds like to me this cat's one of us because that's all the reasons why I went into business and got away from working for somebody else. He started his own business and he had an MBA? Yeah, he's got his master's in business and he got it to help small business owners. So now he's been in financial services for 13 years. He's had the pleasure of helping hundreds of small businesses and their employees have a brighter future. He currently manages a team of seven and specializes in working with families who have young kids, like he does, and blue-collar business owners. So we're going to go ahead and bring him on, guys.
All right, fence lifers, get ready for your Shut It Badass Hinge guest, brought to you by D&D Technology, creator of the Magna Latch. If it doesn't say badass, it ain't D&D.
What's up, man?
What's going on, Dan?
If it isn't Mr. Jimmy Buckle himself, how are you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. Happy to be here. Excited to be on the show. How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing great, man. Having a little crazy day for me. I know we're a little late today, but man, I had a bunch of stuff going on. My Pepper, she's been my fiance forever because, I don't know, we're probably never going to get married, but we've been together 12 years, and she started a job about 7 years ago, and I said, hey, girl, I need you to come work in a family business. So she came to work for me today. So I spent most of the day trying to get her set up and dealing with her and figuring stuff out. And then next thing you know, I turned around. I had my Zoom with Benji at 3 p.m. And that went till 5. And then I'm rushing home to do this. And it was an accident. And I'm taking back roads. Shit was crazy, man. So anyway, man, let's look at these comments real quick. We got some people in here. Aaron Preston, he's been hanging around a little while. He said, I'm just going to chill. What's up, Dan and Jimmy, as well as Fence Fam? Hope everything is good. Noah Devine. Noah was up at the Northeast Chapters AFA deal. Great guy. Matter of fact, him and his sister Brittany, who's like a minute older than him, she flat out said, I'll kick Noah's ass. I got a minute on him. But they bought a U.S. hammer. Who doesn't love a U.S. hammer? Nathan, I can't say your last name, bro. I'm not even going to try it. Jonathan, what's going on, man? That's Veterans Fence. Benji McKinney, what's up, Fence Fam? Benji McKinney with CleverFox.online. He's the marketing guy to go to. He does everything for the show, everything for Fence King. And he's got 70 or 80 fence companies he's done websites for. Is that pretty crazy, Jimmy?
That's a lot. I met Benji at the conference too, so.
Yeah, he's a clever little fox, I like to say. And then we got Mark Cobb. Hey, guys, what's going on? Mark Cobb, J.C. Gurry. We're going to go through a couple things, Jimmy, before we go any further. Guys, don't forget, the American Fence Association is holding their very first AFA University on the road, Fence Installation School and Gate Automation Designer School for 2024. And it's going to be this April 10th and 11th in Mansfield, Texas. So go to AmericanFenceAssociation.com, click on events, scroll down to April 10th, click on Mansfield, Texas, and bam, you're in like Flynn. And don't forget the Pacific Northwest and Rocky Mountain chapters of the have their West Coast Fence Show at the Pepper Mill Hotel and Casino in Reno, Nevada. Try to say that all in one breath. Go ahead, and you can hit up Brad Howard or Kent Bailey. I'll put out Brad Howard's phone number, 206-255-2287, because last time I looked, they don't have all the info up on it because it's like in September. So they're running a little bit behind, guys. So let's get a couple things out of the way, guys. Thank you, D&D. You heard that badass intro, man. What did you think about that intro, huh?
I liked it. That was good.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. And, of course, Expert Stain and Seal. Guys, we sold another job today. Man, stain is popping, let me tell you. 3-year warranty, not a lick of back brushing. And it's not only the finest stain on the market, but it's employee proof. You can't go wrong. Go to realgoodstain.com if you want that exceptional finish and long-lasting protection. And U.S. Hammer. I bought another U.S. Hammer today. You know what U.S. Hammer is, Jimmy. You came by the booth up in the Northeast, and I was standing there with Brian. I had to buy another one today. Man, we're driving more and more every day. So I just bought my third one, got it being shipped out. And I told Brian, make it Snappy boy. Get that thing to me. Anyway, and then if you want to buy your Midwest, if you want to buy your U.S. hammer, go to MidwestFence.com. That's MDWSTFence.com. Don't ask me why, but they took all the vials out of it. You can buy your U.S. hammer there, guys. So, anyway, what's going on, Jimmy, man? How are you doing? You had a good time in Mystic, Connecticut?
Yeah, it was good. What'd you think of the pizza? I grabbed the pizza on the way out. The Mystic pizza. You end up going and getting it?
I went and got it. I think it was overrated. And I could have gone.
With you.
Yeah. I was like, I wasted my time, man. But Benji and I sat down for like 3 hours, maybe longer, tied up this poor girl's table, and just talked marketing, talked his old lady, my old lady, the dog, back to marketing, back my fence life, marketing, fence king. We had a great one-on-one there away from all the craziness that was going on at the bar and stuff. And because we couldn't have a conversation without being interrupted, you know. So we had a good time there, but yeah, nothing to write home about. I can tell you this. If you don't ever have the pizza from Mystic Pizza, you ain't. Trust me, you'll be okay. All right.
Yeah. Now we can say we had it, right? We just go back to good pizza.
Yeah. And I've never seen the movie, so I don't even know. Maybe I'll be like, hey, I ate pizza at Mystic Pizza. And maybe, you know, 10 years from now, I'll be able to pick up some, you know, 60-year-old chick. Who knows? Because she saw the movie.
Maybe. What's it on? Lifetime, Hallmark, something like that? I don't watch those channels.
I don't know, man. My old lady watches that stuff. I just get on my phone and surf the old web, you know? Man, we got Matthew, I say, Charcoal. How you say his last name, Jimmy? He's your buddy.
Sharadonna.
Boy, spoken like a true Boston guy. Mark Cobb, looking forward to the West Coast Fence Show. It's a week before the FWA show. Yeah, that's going to be crazy, Mark. So, man, what are you going to do to help us stand out from our competition when we're trying to hire these new guys, you know? I mean, when I put out a help wanted ad, I got it saved. I tweak it a little bit, hiring. You know, we've got paid time off. We've got health insurance. We've got what else we got? Oh, we got sick days, paid sick days, paid holidays. You know, I'm throwing all this stuff out there. We got a great team, great, you know, everybody gets along. Well, matter of fact, we're all next weekend, we're riding in the Irish-Italian parade. I got my entire team every year. We take up the front, the whole front, right and left side of the float, all in the front. There's about 10 or 12 of us, and we just have a great time and ride in the parade. And you know, so, I mean, we do everything, man. We buy boots every Christmas. We buy all the guys brand new boots. We constantly are doing things to stand out from the rest. And when I was talking with you up at the Northeast Chapters deal, you were like, man, have you ever thought of, and you threw this term at me, what was it?
Are we talking the $1 million baby term?
Well, no, you told me that. That was part of it. But you said, hey, man, have you ever thought about offering these guys an in-house financial services? And I was like, man, tell me more, you know? And then you started to go on to tell me that, hey, man, if you had a guy like me that was part of your team that could help these guys with stuff like what?
I mean, here's the way I look at it, right? If you have that help wanted sign, you know, and everybody's got all the same benefits on it, what can you do to differentiate yourself? So that in-house financial services person or team that you have access to, because everybody is going to need guidance or is going to have questions at different times, and everyone's situation might be a little bit different. So, you know, our team, we try to work directly with the business owners and set up, whether it's education or whether it's coming by the office monthly, and just be in a line of communication where we can help with budgeting. We can help answer questions around hey, maybe I got an inheritance, or maybe I got a little bit back on my taxes that I wasn't expecting. Is there something that I can be doing with that that's better than putting it in the bank? Or, hey, maybe I ran into, some debt. I had to buy a new truck. What's the best way, to finance that? So those are questions that I get pretty often. And like I said, right, you said in my intro, two school teacher parents. So I like educating, like trying to be a resource as best I can.
Well, I have a guy that works for me, and he got in a little fender bender, man. He was on his motorbike. He was in one of those crazy roundabouts, and somebody hit him. Thank God he was only going 25 miles an hour or so, And he ended up having a little windfall. I think he got about, was it $18,000 or something that he got out of the deal because his bike was sold, his bike was paid for. Well, he ended up totaling his bike and all this stuff. So he got a little windfall, man. And, when you were telling me about having someone like an in-house financial services, I was thinking to myself, man, here I am trying to give this guy advice what to do with the money because he's young. I'm like, man, you know what? You know how hard it is to come up with a down payment on a house? You need to hold on to that cash. Well, I didn't have somebody like you to say, hey, why don't you give Jimmy a shout and be like, hey, Jimmy, I got this 18K. Now, look, let me spend a few thousand of it. Come on, man. But what can I do with 15 grand? And I'm sitting there with him. My son Dylan's sitting there with him, and we're trying to talk to him about it. But we don't really know the ins and outs of all that stuff. That's not our specialty. And if I would have had somebody like you on my team, I could have said, give Jimmy a call, and I'm sure you would have led him in the right direction, especially if he's wanting to buy a house. You could have said, hey, put your money here, put it there. This is giving you a return of this. In a year, it'll be this. That's the kind of things that you do for people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. what we try to do is, understand, right, what is the goal kind of in the short term? And then, what are you trying to do long term? And it may be two different things. I think of a 20-60-20. So if you take that $10,000, right, let's save two of it for the future. Let's pit six of it towards what you need now, and let's go spend two of it and have some fun, right? Because you got to live life too. And, it doesn't always have to be that way, but, I think too many people try to oversave and they get anxiety around, living day to day. And then there are other people that maybe spend a little too much and they have anxiety about the future. We try to, bridge the gap there and make sure we're doing both.
Yeah. So, when I was talking to you about doing this show, I was like, look, man, we got to talk about what these guys that are young, what are they going to want? And you and I were chit-chatting, and you threw out another term to me, and you said, hey, man, you ever heard of the million-dollar baby deal? And I was like, no, never heard of it. But then after you started telling me about it, I heard about it, but I didn't know how to do it. I wish I would have did it for my kids. Now I'm trying to come up with more creative ways to help them grow financially and help them in their future. But, you get a young guy that's 23, 24 years old. Like I got a guy right now, 3 months, he's having a baby. But you know what? You need to give Jimmy a call because there's some things you can do for that kid that in 18 years, he'll be set, tell me about the million-dollar baby deal.
Yeah. So it's a cool strategy. I've done it with other clients. I did it for my two kids. Essentially the idea of, if you kind of know what compound interest is, essentially, if you just leave the money growing without being taxed for a long period of time, it starts really getting a pretty good return. So, instead of us investing in our 20s, if you do it when the kid's, 3 months old or 6 months old, you can put, I think the math the last time I checked was about $150 a month. If you did that when they were 3 months old for 20 years, by the time the child was 60, they would have $1 million of tax-free money.
Wow.
Now that's if they never touched it. But obviously gives you access to money in their 20s and 30s. Could be, you know, to start their own business, could be to pay for a wedding, purchase their first home. So there's a lot of, you know, opportunity there. And then if they don't need it, they're blessed to kind of let it run out. they can use it for themselves, or they can even pass it down to, you know, my potential grandkids, right? Future grandkids or great grandkids. So it's a really good, tool, in the earlier that you start it, the larger the impact it will be in the future.
Yeah. So this is my thing, man. I'm dealing with when I'm trying to hire, millennials and these different generations that are coming through, and you know, they're seeing things differently. They're seeing their parents struggle. They're seeing, you know, them not being able to afford to live, and they don't want to end up that way.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's a great idea to have someone like you on our side, on a business owner's side. Because that's going to draw guys that want to, they see a future. They see, hey, I'm going to have access to something that I don't have access to now. And this is a good thing, man. Because, you know, when I hire some of these guys, they're like, you know, do you work weekends? You know, can we be off by 5? They're more worried about spending time with their families because they grew up without their parents there. So now they want to be there for their kids. And you have to tailor your business to that. You have to tailor your business to the needs of the young guys that are coming into your business and gonna potentially be there for a long time. You know?
Absolutely.
It's crazy, man. I mean, you and I were talking before we got on camera and I was like, hey, you know, I love my kids, but you know what? They didn't see me a whole lot when I first started back in 99 and I was hustling and trying to make things happen and trying to give them a better life. You know, now they want to spend time with family. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I talked to my daughter and she's like, I used one of my days off and I'm going to do this with, you know, with my partner or whatever, with whoever she's running around with, you know? And I'm just kind of like, all right, me. I'm like, girl, you need to get to work. Let's go make some money, you know. But that's how this generation's thinking, you know.
For sure, yeah. We see it. We had someone last week. They're almost 30 years old. They took the day off because it was their birthday, you know, in the middle of the work week. I was like, I mean, we're baking a cake and throwing a party, you know, like we do for my 5-year-old. So, you know, it is a little bit of a different world with that.
It is, man. I had a guy want to take off. He's like, man, I want to take off. My birthday's on. It was like a Thursday. I'm like, what are you going to take off on a Thursday for your birthday? For what reason? For the clubs aren't open. Nobody's out. Everybody's got work tomorrow. Why don't you just wait till the weekend? You know?
I'm with you, man.
It's crazy, man. So let me ask you something, man. So how far will Jimmy go to help my new employees and to help them receive the various stuff that they need, like budgeting and retirement planning and investment advice and debt management? How far will you go with these guys?
Yeah, I mean, you know, our philosophy is, you know, everybody deserves the opportunity to be helped. So, you know, we're there to answer, whether it's small questions. We don't charge for our time on that. We're not an attorney that's going to bill you for the 4-minute phone call. And we're going to be there to help you, whether it's just a quick question or whether you then want to implement. like I said, I'm blessed to have a little bit of a team behind me now. So I can delegate some of those things if they're more administrative, but I really try to be there as much as possible, on the front lines, really quarterbacking the process. Cause a lot of times it's not about, the fact that they don't want to do it. It's that they just don't really know how, and they're not really sure where to go. You know, maybe they saw something, on Instagram or TikTok that sounded cool. Like you said, with the $1 million baby, you heard of it, but you didn't really know exactly how it worked. So you need someone that's a little bit more, you know, kind of in the weeds professionally to run those questions by. And we're happy to do that.
So, you know, I was just thinking, I've got a kid that works for me, man. And he was asking me about debt. He's like, dude, I got so much debt. He has debt because of one of his parents, you know, ended up using his Social Security. He can't do nothing about it. You know, is that something that you could help him with? As in, hey, man, we can go ahead and do this. We can do that. Do you reach out to the debitors for him? Would you do that? I'm just curious.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done that in the past. And then sometimes what we do, because we understand what they're looking for, is we can help your employee craft their own story so that when they call, you know, they're prepared, you know, to either ask the right questions or say the right things. We do see it a lot in sort of the 20 to 30 year old generation, where they're taking on debt that their parents collected, that's fallen down to them for whatever reason. And there are ways where you can get that off. And so we can absolutely help with that.
All right. So now, you know, we're in the world of YouTube, right? Everybody's on YouTube. You know, I mean, I got a faucet in my kitchen that's one of those ones that you touch and it comes on and all that stuff. But the thing wasn't working. I was like, I don't know how to do this. I didn't install it. I got on YouTube, right? So my question is this. What if there's people out there listening that they don't want to call Jimmy, they don't want to call somebody like Jimmy, but they want to learn? Are there any online educational, like, resources or workshops that are available for our listeners to help better educate themselves about all this? Or do you do free consultation? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, today people go straight to their phone, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I do think that there are, I think you got to trust the source, right? And be careful sometimes on YouTube, but there are some people that I watch their videos. You know, there's a guy named Bobby Samuelson. He talks a lot about life insurance, how to use it strategically if you're a business owner. You may have heard the term infinite banking. He talks a lot about that. There's a few people, if you're interested in investing and finances, Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street, the actual guy that the movie was based off of, he's out there on YouTube. He actually has really good advice. And then, yeah, absolutely. Myself, my team, more than happy to come in, do an educational workshop. We can do it in person. We can do it over a virtual setting. We have a variety of different topics that we could touch on, and we'd be happy to do that for sure as well.
So I see old Benji McKinney with CleverFox.online. He's commenting. And he's asking, are there any apps that you know of that are good for these guys? Because I got caught up with Acorn, and I didn't realize I was using it like a savings account.
Yep.
Helped me out a lot, man. It really did.
For sure. Yeah, it is good for that.
I don't know. Do you know of any that are better? That's just the one that I used years ago, man. This is like 2016, 2017, something like that. I got an Acorn deal, and it rounded up every purchase, pulled that money out my checking account. And then I also went ahead and put like $50 a week in. Well, it worked great. It was like a savings account I couldn't touch because it took like 5 to 7 days for you to get the money. So you couldn't do one of those stupid things like just transfer from your savings account to your checking account and go on Academy and buy a new gun. Cause that's the kind of shit I would do. I'd have all kinds of guns, right? So it helped me out, you know, I don't know, 8 years ago, 7 years ago. But what's the new apps that we can use? Do you know of any?
Yeah. So, you know, the best app for years, just unfortunately, got discontinued on January 1st. It was called Mint. That was a great one. And I'm not really sure why they did it. I think they maybe weren't generating enough revenue, but a lot of people loved it. The one that a lot of our clients use is called Betterment. So Betterment, Betterment. That's a pretty good one. That's one that I would see most frequently. There's some other ones that are either through small banks. A lot of banks have their own apps now, but if you're looking for one that kind of takes a variety of different accounts, and you can put them all in one, I would say Betterment is probably the one I've seen the most frequently.
Nice. I'm going to have to check that one out. So I guess my next question would be, you know, say I got Billy working for me and Billy decides to go somewhere else. I'm not working for Dan anymore. Maybe him and I had a falling out. Maybe he had a falling out with one of my guys. Or maybe he's just moving to another state because mama's got family in Florida and I'm in Louisiana, right? Yeah. So if that happens and he's, and this is the next thing that I want to get to is relationships. Is he still able to utilize your services if he's leaving a company?
Absolutely. So we always work for the person individually, regardless of the company. So, you know, if we helped you while you were employed at a certain firm and you move on, you absolutely would still have access to us for sure.
Hell yeah, man. So it's kind of like my banker. I had my banker, Russ. I tried to get him on here, but the bank wouldn't let him do a podcast. So anyway, I had Russ. I loved Russ, man. I remember the first time I talked to him, I said, look, Russ, I can't do business with you unless I look at you, I see you, I smell you, I want to look at your bad haircut, okay? So we're going to go down to Times Grill, a little bar and grill here in town. We're going to get some onion rings, man, and we're going to have a beer. I'm going to find out who Russ is. We did that, and man, we had a great relationship after that. He kind of knew my personality and so forth, and we had a great relationship. Well, I called him, and he's like, man, I'm at Disney World. I got some news. I'll give you a shout when I'm driving back. So I'm thinking, news? Well, he freaking left the bank. So I'm like, well, guess what? I don't know where you're going, but I'm going with you. Well, he went in to do his own private deal where he was going in and helping companies clean up their P&Ls and look good for banks so they could get bigger lines of credit. I'm like, well, shit, I don't need that. So I ended up getting a banker, and it was this lady, Phyllis. She did a good job, but we just didn't click. You know what I mean? So I fired her the other day, found me a new guy in the same bank, and we hit it off. Great relationship. And so that's where I'm getting at. So if someone comes to work with you, they're going to end up having a relationship with you that even if they don't work for Fence King anymore or work for JC Fence or CleverFox.online or JC Gurry Signs and Decals, and they decide to go somewhere else, you build relationships with these guys and you start learning who they are intimately in their situation. So when they leave, they can take you with them, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, to your point, Dan, it doesn't happen very often. I think I get along with most people, but there are times where, you know, I may not be the right fit for somebody. And that's where, you know, having some other team members, I'm more than happy to, you know, if they like some of the planning or the strategies that we're doing, but they don't really, you know, love doing it directly with me, we can make that, we can make that transfer, you know, just kind of like you were talking about inside the bank. So we're happy to do that as well. We want to make sure they get their best service and, that they're feeling good about anything that they're doing with us.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's a big deal. It really is. So if you get somebody that you can build a relationship with and carry that on through, and they follow you through every stage of your life and they're still there, that's a big deal. So Matt Charcoal's in the comments. What's this Picket Ridge? What's that mean? Is he messing with you about something?
I don't know what Matt's talking about. I have a tough time trying to figure him out sometimes.
Man, when we were up at the show in the Northeast, he was all over the place, man. He didn't have time to have a conversation. He was running and gunning. But I tell you what, he helped put on an amazing show up there for the AFA. He really did.
He's actually on the ballot next year for mayor of Mystic, Connecticut. You didn't know that?
Is he really?
No, but he got a lot of votes when he was there, I think.
Oh, man. So one more question for you, man. So now yep. I've gone ahead. I got Jimmy on my team. He's, you know, he's my in-house financial advisor, right? For my financial services. And he's helping my employees. Now that I brought him in on this, what's next? You know, what are the challenges that you see and encounter when small businesses like me and like my listeners start implementing these plans? And I mean, what do you encounter, and how do you help not just the business owner, but these new employees be successful?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think just like with a lot of things in life, it's consistency, right? So I've tried to, you know, go to the gym more or lose weight more over time. But if I don't have someone that's holding me accountable to that, and I wake up one day and want to hit the snooze button and go back to bed, you know, you can get yourself on track on some of those goals. So what we try to do is not only put the plan together at the beginning, help you implement it, but we actually will set up additional calls to just follow up and check in. How is it going? Do you like the direction of what we're doing? Do we need to make adjustments? And I think the more that we can have points of contact, the better relationship that we're going to build. We're going to get to know each other personally, which I think is important. But also it's going to allow you to kind of have that accountability to stay on track and consistent with some of the stuff that we set up. And over a long period of time, that's going to give you the best results.
Nice. Nice. Man, I'm sitting here watching you talk and I'm looking at that baseball bat behind you. Huh? What's up with that baseball bat?
So you said I was a Red Sox fan. What you didn't say was I actually worked there for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And 2007, the year they won the World Series, I was actually the employee of the year. I don't know. I think it was because I was the hardest worker.
Really?
I ran around in the middle of the summer. I did mobility assistance. So if you've ever been to Fenway Park, it's the oldest stadium in Major League Baseball. It's not very accessible to people, and people come from all over the world. So you got, you know, elderly people that, you know, thought they bought tickets that there was going to be an elevator, but there's not. There's 50 steps. They need help getting up, or they got to go somewhere else. You get people that show up at the wrong gate and need help going. So I would just run around the park. I lost, I think, 15 pounds that summer without ever going to the gym. But at the end of the year, I got a bat, you know, with my name on it. And so I got it displayed behind here every day. And the Red Sox are not doing very well right now, but they're my team for sure.
Old Matt Charcoal's got a suite or something over there, he said. He's like, man, you ever want to go to a game? Come on. So
yeah, Matt, you know, Matt's got connections everywhere, you know. I don't know how he does it.
Well,
probably didn't even pay for it.
Me and Brian with US Hammer, when we flew into Boston and hung out for about a day and a half in Boston and then drove down to Mystic. I wish I would have flew into Rhode Island or wherever the hell it was. But anyway, we ended up doing that. But we went to Fenway Park. We didn't go in, but we went outside, checked it out. Where else we went, man? We went to Cheers, saw the Cheers bar.
All right,
you know,
cool.
Did stuff like that. Went down to Southie, as you guys call it.
Yeah.
South Boston, hit a couple pubs. We had a good time,
it's going to be, Southie's going to be raging the next couple weeks with St. Patrick's Day. So that's the time you want to hit it.
I don't know. It sounds like Mardi Gras. I don't want to go.
It is our Mardi Gras. That's Irish Mardi Gras.
We also went to, was it Hanover Street? Was that it? Where all the Italian restaurants are?
Yeah, the North End. Yep.
North End.
So that's the North End of Boston. All Italian restaurants up and down that street. You know, cannolis, pasta, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I think we went to Mike's Pastries. Does that sound right?
Mike's Pastry. Yeah.
Dude, that's got a cannoli. My doctor was like, you got to go to Mike's Pastries. I was like, all right, I'll go check it out. you know? Yeah. And then I was like, hey, Doc, aren't you the guy that's always telling me I need to lose weight? Now you're telling me to go to Mike's Pastries? What the hell's going on here?
Yeah. Even the doctor knows it's worth it to get one of those, you know?
I hear you, man. So how long have you been doing this? What, 7 years? Or longer?
This year would be 2024 is 13.
13 years. Yeah. You got 7 people on your team that help you make people successful.
Yeah.
Nice, man. Well, you got anything else you want to add, brother? Because I got everything I need to know. I think I'm going to get off of here. I'm going to go sit down in my chair. Pepper's going to put some TV show on I don't want to watch. And I'm going to rewrite my hiring deal for when I do a post about hiring. And I'm going to add an in-house financial service guy. And I'm going to see if that's going to help me draw in more more potential employees, man.
Yeah, awesome. No, I mean, I guess the last thing I'll leave you with, I always say this, it's not always how much you make, but how much you keep, right? So just I try to help people understand where the money's going and how we can get it working for them in the most effective ways. And if we can do that, they're going to live an enjoyable life today and also in the future.
Nice, man. Well, look, Jimmy, what I'll do is I'll put your info and maybe your website, whatever you got, email, whatever you want me to do, I'll put it in the comments. If y'all are interested in having someone like him, or he can put you in touch with someone like him, if you want someone closer to you than where he's at, however it may be, we'll put his info in the comments and y'all can hit him up and just make sure you say, hey, man, I saw you on the My Fence Life podcast. All right, guys. Hey, fellas, y'all keep on fencing and have a good one. Springtime's here. We'll make that money.
You've been listening to My Fence Life. Yes, we like to have fun. Beer, bourbon, and business. And although we have fun, we take our business very seriously. Dan Blanc is known as the Fence King, and he's been providing high-quality fence solutions since 1999. He's connected to industry leaders, business leaders, financing experts, and marketing gurus that will be on the show to talk about their success stories. To find out more about us, hit the website at myfencelife.com. Listen to the show wherever you consume your content. We are everywhere. Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcast. See you next time on My Fence Life.